Hello, and welcome to episode number 5 of the Blue Water Running Podcast. I'm your host, Maren, and this podcast features and celebrates the accomplishments of high school and collegiate cross-country and track and field athletes from the Blue Water area of Michigan. In today's episode, we will be talking with Ethan Dienenath, a senior at North Branch High School. Ethan has been sitting at the top of the Blue Water area top 10 performance list for a few weeks now in the 100, 200, 400, and 4x400 meter relay. He won all four of his events at the first BUAC League opener against Algonac and Imlay City, what I like to call 4 for 4, and had several meets where he swept the sprint events. He also won the 200, 400, and 4x400 relay at the Cass City Invitational. He already dropped a second off his 100-meter dash time from last year, ran faster in the 200 than his 2023 PR, and has been steadily improving and consistent in the 400-meter dash. The North Branch 4x400 relay currently leads the Blue Water area at 3 minutes, 37.92 seconds, which they ran at the Lapeer Lightning Invitational in pretty significant wind. This time is faster than their best last year. Today, we'll hear about what Ethan would like to accomplish this season, his favorite racing experiences, and just get to know him personally as a Blue Water area athlete. Welcome to the podcast, Ethan, and thanks for joining me on the Blue Water Running Podcast, episode number 5.
Thank you for having me. It means a lot. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, give us a little background about how you first got involved into track and field. When did you first begin? How did you start participating? How you got your start in the sport?
All right. So I guess it goes a little bit back farther to, I moved to North Branch in sixth grade, but we didn't have middle school track until seventh grade. So I played soccer my whole life, and you know, I was always the fastest one on my team. So I'm like, okay, I'll give this track and field thing a shot. And seventh grade comes around, like middle school track, like I'm not taking it super seriously. I mean, I'm running track, but it wasn't really until like a lot later, like my sophomore year of high school, where I realized, wow, I can really go somewhere with this. And like me personally, I like right now, like I love track and field. It's like, it's my, one of my like biggest passions. And I really started taking it seriously after like my sophomore year of high school, like that last regional meet where I'm like, wow, like I know I can do better. Like I've only touched like a little bit of my potential. And I trained all sophomore summer, and that's when I really started to branch out of just high school track. I got involved at like indoor meets. I started training with a private coach. But yeah, here we are. It's my senior year, and I feel good about track and field, you know?
Great. Well, you definitely have a lot that has improved since you first started. That's one of the reasons I invited you on. And so I wanted to talk to you about what your goals are for this year. So what are your big goals for your senior season, and what are you hoping to achieve in 2024?
As of 2024, like spring season, spring high school season, obviously I need to make it to state. Like this is it. Like it's now or never. I need to get to state, and I am determined to do what it takes to get there. I've been training consistently. I mean, I've been training all winter for this, like this season. And as of right now, it's like, I gotta get to the state meet. Times wise, I like to think of myself more as a 400, 200 meter dash runner. So I'd like to improve most there when it comes to times. Like I run the 100 meter consistently as well, but that's not really like my main event, you know, that's just something I kind of do on the side. But if I were to go for like a time to look for, probably like low 51s, maybe high 50s for the 400, 200, probably just getting to the 22s for the spring season at least.
The last few meets that you have participated in, you've either gone 4 for 4 or 3 for 3 and really close to 4 for 4. So if there wasn't a four event rule in high school, is there any other event that you would like to add to a meet if you could do more than 4 events in one competition?
Probably like if I were to like, if I could just do any event, I'd probably choose like a field event. Cause I'm a runner. I don't do field events, so probably it would be between long jump and high jump. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I noticed that you had long jumped, I think maybe your freshman year. Is that correct?
That is correct. That was just me trying something new, though. That wasn't anything serious. I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, you didn't do terribly. So I think if maybe you had had the opportunity to try it more, you could have given yourself a little more credit.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
Well, is there an event that you have not done ever that you would like to try just to see what happens?
I'm sure you get this answer a lot, but I'm going to have to go with pole vault.
Yeah, that is a popular one.
It looks fun. I'm not going to lie. It looks like a lot of fun. And one of my better friends, Leighton Hutchins, he does it. He's really good at it. And, you know, he looks like he's always having a good time. So can't be that bad.
Well, as someone who's afraid of heights, I think it'd be awful. So anybody who wants to
try it. It does play a role.
Yes. Anybody who wants to try it, I'm super impressed.
All right. Well, I know that you also participate in soccer. So do you feel like
the skills that you've had on the soccer field have translated over to the track in any way, shape, or form?
I'm going to be honest with you, ma'am. For the events I do, at least, like the 200, 100, like those shorter sprints, I feel like it kind of has the opposite effect. I mean, as a soccer player, you're not doing like the explosive movements as you would be like a sprinter. Like you're still running on the field, but I feel like soccer is more of a stamina game. Like you have to be able to do it for a long time rather than to be able to do like, sure, there are certain moments where it's like you have to be really quick, but at the end of the day, it's like who can outwork the other person when it comes to like who can last the longest, at least in the soccer game. So for me, I'd say soccer kind of has had like a kind of like a negative effect on my short sprints, just because like you're always turning and like track and field, you're not turning at all. You're like, sure, you have that left turn, but like it's not super sharp like it would be in soccer. But for the 400, I would have to say it helps because of the stamina helps me build up, which is like crucial for the 400. You need to be able to hold that sprint.
While you have a, I guess you could say, a home field advantage for regionals, it's at North Branch again this year. Are you excited that you get to have regionals be at your home school? Would you rather travel somewhere else and compete? Do you think that that helps?
Honestly, I think that like I'm the kind of guy where it's like anytime, any day, I'll be there. I'll get the job done. But having as a home field advantage, like I do like it a lot more simply because of the fact that like I don't have to travel super far away to run. And I can like show up, be there, run, rather than have to sit on a bus with like 30 other guys
right
for 2 hours on the way to get there. But that's just my opinion. I think that it's a good thing. And the crowd being there, like your whole family, I really appreciate that because it makes me feel supported, which is like a big factor in my like mental game, having a support system.
Yeah, it's nice to have your home crowd or fans that can come and watch that wouldn't normally travel for a track meet. But if it's right there, exactly, you get a few more fans to show up. Although last year there were zero fans because no one wanted to sit in the bleachers while it poured rain. So everyone was in their car. At least that's where I was in between events that my kids were doing. So
yeah, that weather was terrible.
I mean,
I don't think I've ever seen a regional meet where the weather was that bad.
No, I've been running since I was 11 and I'm 44. And I can say that is the worst regional I've ever witnessed, whether as a fan, mom, coach, athlete. Yeah. And I'm really hoping this year you guys get to have the best weather you can, because then it's not impeding your state qualification effort. Yeah. I mean, there were some regionals last year that were on Thursday or Friday and they had very different weather. So it made a big difference.
Yeah.
Well, what events do you think you'll probably run at regionals? I know that it's hard to say this far out, but what would you like to do? What do you have your goals and your eyes set on as far as qualification? So just talk a little bit about that.
When it comes to what I would be running at regionals, I can guarantee that the 400 and the 200 will both be on that list. those other two events probably are probably going to be the 100 and the 4x4. So basically, it's probably going to just be like a regular meet where I run 400, 100, 200, 4x4. My coach is pretty consistent with that. So,
do you currently have any school records in any events?
No. It's frustrating too, because you put so much effort in. It's like, you look, I walk into school every day and I see that board where it's like school records. It's 400 meter dash, 200 meter dash. And it's like, I know I can get those records. I know I can wrap my hand around those records, but
well, how
at
close
the current moment, I do not.
Yeah. How close are you? You must know. I bet you kind of have it in your mind. I need this time.
I know exactly for the 400, I'm like just 2 seconds off, which could be the difference between a good meet and like a great meet. For the 400, I'm not exactly sure what the 200 meter is, because I like to think of myself as like main event as the 400 meter dash, but I can definitely achieve those goals.
Do you know who holds the record?
I only know the time. I didn't even think about that.
I was just curious if you recognize the name or if it was, you know, a decades old record. Some of those people are long since gone on school record boards, so it's always interesting. Yeah. Well, what are your plans after high school? Do you have any plans that you want to continue running? Has that crossed your mind as far as, you know, post high school? That's something you've considered or not really?
After high school, I do something called the 13th year program, where I have taken college classes my last 2 years at Baker College and then Rochester University this year, which was completely paid for by my high school. And they are also sending me to Rochester University this coming year completely for free. And I've been in contact with the track coach there. And right now we're trying to work something out where I can run for the 13th year. It's definitely like interesting, because it was actually, I'm pretty sure like the like law that allows 13th year students to be eligible for athletics actually just passed this last fall. So I would be part of like a first generation of students from a 13th year perspective that would be able to be an athlete. So
that's really interesting, because I have not heard of that. So that is something new. And I think that's something to watch for. I think it's a interesting idea, because you have a lot of kids who do like Blue Water Middle College, or they're getting college credits through their high school. So you can kind of combine those two worlds together and also use athletics for both of them. What is one of your best memories or moments from all your years of sports? And it doesn't have to be just running. It can be anything you can think of.
Probably my sophomore year. This was at Bad Axe. This was one of our last meets as a sophomore. It was last event of the day. It was the 4x4 under the lights. And it was... this was my favorite 4x4 team. It was me, Grant Clemens, I forget the Damian Milbacher, and David. I forget David's last name, but we won that 4x4, and I was the anchor leg. And just sophomore year high school track, that was when like all before all the seniors graduated that were like grazed me as a freshman. And it was just one of my favorite 4x4s ever. Everybody was screaming. We came in first place. I was the anchor leg. So as soon as I crossed that finish line, I knew that we had the trophy, first place meet trophy secured. And it was just a great memory, because all my friends, like as soon as I crossed over that finish line, the entire track team just flooded onto the track. And it was like I was the center. It was just amazing. I would give anything just to go back to that moment.
My family refers to the 4x4 as the hype event. So it definitely gets everybody kind of going. Yeah. The last event of the meet. I don't know if you've ever run at the Davison Twilight Invitational.
I did. I have.
Okay. Have you ever run the 4x4 there?
I did last year. I ran the 4x4. It was great.
With the music, how they crank it up, like it's, you know, like a
Undertaker theme. I remember all that. I remember all that.
I thought that was fantastic that they had that whole approach, because it really just, it kind of gave the meet a different feel and got people really excited.
the real deal, you know? It's like,
yeah, well,
you should be excited to be here.
Exactly. My kids go to Armada, and my son was on the 4x4 last year, and that's where they set their school record. So I think it had something to do with the hype.
Yeah, it does something to you. Like, hearing the music and like being under the lights, everybody's cheering. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I could run 3 400s right now.
Right. Well, he needed a little extra boost because he came off the 2 mile the event before and then had to jump in the 4x4. So that was a little rough.
That's rough.
That was a little rough.
That's rough.
But hey, it all worked out. So
yeah, it did.
Yeah. So what are your hobbies and your interests outside of track? What do you like to do when you're not at school or you're not, you know, training for athletics or competing? What do you like to do in just
honestly
Ethan time?
Ethan time?
Yeah.
I fish a lot. Like, I love fishing. Like, as soon as I was, like, I'll be honest with you. I hate ice fishing. Ice fishing is not for me. You will never catch me out there. It is too cold. But when that warmer weather hits and I can, you know, like get outside in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, you'll see me out there. I'll be in my kayak or I will be on the shore throwing cast after cast. Will I catch anything? Well, that's a different story, but I'll still be out there.
Well, where do you fish? Because I'm guessing you probably can't fish a lot of big fish in North Branch.
No. I'm actually located right next to the Holloway Reservoir.
Okay.
So I can fish there a lot. There's the dam at the end of the Holloway I fish out of a lot. There's a couple of smaller lakes around, like Fish Lake, Long Lake, a bunch of different places. But that's what I like to do in my free time. Either that or just go out, hang out with my friends.
Well, you're in the right state for fishing. So that worked out at least. Not so much in the winter, but...
No, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, I have one last question for you, Ethan, which will wrap up our conversation. And that is, if you could meet any collegiate or professional athlete in the world, and they could be, you know, from the past or present, alive or not, Who would it be?
I'm going to have to go with Noah Lyles. He is my number one inspiration when it comes to track and field, simply because of the way he's been changing the game in these last few years. He's brought so much attention to the track and field, and I feel like he's really changing the game. He's like starting to incorporate a whole bunch of new things. He's, I don't know how to put this. Like, he's been doing so much good for the sport. He's like track and field. Like, a few years ago, you wouldn't hear anything about it, but now that Noah Lyles is competing, it's like the whole world is just. That's the world stage right there. People are watching. They know who Noah Lyles is. I don't have to go to school and explain to somebody who Noah Lyles is.
That's true. He brings a lot of charisma. And I think social media has helped in his generation too, where like Michael Johnson, he didn't have social media to promote his career. Usain Bolt kind of came in on the tail end of that. I think most people know his name, but he's not racing anymore. So makes a little difference.
Yeah, but like Michael Johnson, Asafa Powell, like they didn't have the popularity that Noah Lyles does, or like Sha'Carri Richardson.
Right. Well,
both great athletes.
Yes, amazing. And interestingly enough, not knowing that we would chat about Michael Johnson, I picked a quote by him to wrap up my podcast outro today, and I did not know this about him. Every Olympic medal he has is gold. He has never finished in the Olympics lower than first. Ever. And I think he has 16 medals.
That is insane.
That is holy insane. That is very impressive. So he's legit. Well, Ethan, I want to thank you for taking time out of your night to talk with me and tell me about yourself and your running career. You've had a great start to your season. You're only halfway through, so I am convinced that lots more good is going to come, and I'll be rooting for you at regionals and hopefully at the state meet as well.
I appreciate that, ma'am. I really do. And I want to thank you for taking the time to have me on your podcast, because it really does mean a lot.
Absolutely. It is my pleasure.
Once again, thank you so much for tuning into today's Blue Water Running Podcast. I can't wait to feature more cross-country and track and field athletes from the Blue Water area. So stay tuned, because it just might be you. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share and subscribe. If you have an idea for a great topic or guest that you would like to hear about, Feel free to contact me through the website links or show notes. You can follow Blue Water Running on Instagram, X, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. You can also find our meet and athlete reports and articles at www.bluewaterrunning.org. Until next time, I'll leave you with this quote by Michael Johnson, a 16-time Olympic gold medalist and former world record holder in the 200, 400, and 4x400 relay. As strong as my legs are, it is my mind that has made me a champion. The mind is absolutely instrumental in achieving results, even for athletes. Sports psychology is a very small part, but it's extremely important when you're winning and losing races by hundredths and even thousandths of a second.